This is the Money Radio Network.
Innovation, technology, knowledge, power, success. Merging the innovative minds of the future with the knowledge, wisdom, and experience of today's leaders. It's time to take control of your future.
The time is 106 and 51 seconds. Your hosts, Jason Mitchell, Jason Scott Stansel.
The Millennial Money Club with Jason Mitchell and Jason Stansel starts right now.
Well, welcome to the program, everybody. Happy Friday. My name is Jason Stansel. You can find me at Jason Stansel at ImpetusAuction.com. That's ImpetusAuction.com. With me, as always, not Jason Mitchell. He's got the day off. It's Matthew Harrison joining us today, so we're very excited to have him for the whole show. And Matthew, this is a bit of a preview. The folks are going to get us in a double dose starting May 8th. We've got a new show coming up at 2 o'clock. Called The Closing Bell. We'll give you more information about that coming up. But first, I got to talk about a couple of things that happened over the last week. A big thank you to Dean Gracioso's group. I did host his event, The Edge, over the weekend at the DoubleTree. Huge congregation
How was
of
that?
Investors. It was absolutely amazing. The people we met over there, the energy, it was fantastic. And it was probably one of the easiest gigs I've ever had. I just had to go up and introduce people, maybe spoke for 5 minutes collectively each day. Got to hang out in the green room most of the time and kind of pick everybody's brain in the investor side of things. So very grateful to those guys. What an amazing team, and they've got a great project going on. Cody Sperber as well at The Clever Investor. He was also co-hosting that event. So a big thank you to him and his group, and obviously Dean, Jeremy, Aaron, Teresa, and all of you guys over at Dean's Place. Thank you guys so much for the opportunity. We look forward to seeing you again next year to host The Edge, the 10th annual Edge event. Also, featured properties coming up over the next 2 weeks. We've got one in Eastmark. You can go to ImpetusProperties.com or ImpetusAuction.com to find out when that auction is and all the details. And probably the nicest one that I like is in 44th Street and Greenway. It's a partnership we have with Berkshire Hathaway. Go to the website, check all of that out. You can also find it on the Berkshire Hathaway website as well. So, Matthew, talk to me about your week.
It's been pretty relaxing, actually. The draft has consumed the majority of my week.
I heard about this.
And I know there's a lot of Chicago fans here in Arizona, and I just got to ask, what are you doing? What are you doing? But being a Green Bay Packers fan, so I was kind of let down that they traded back, but I think it was a good deal. So other than that, the market's been generous to us. We got a few things on the horizon that we have to pay attention to. Most importantly, the corporate tax issue,
right?
That's going through with Trump. But good and bad. I mean, I think the larger companies in that perspective is might eat the bullet a little bit more than the smaller companies. But for the small companies and entrepreneurs, many that are listening, the cut will definitely be more beneficial for us. Granted, minus all the deductions that you're not going to have anymore, but. Should be good. I think it'll be a positive emotional stride in the market once they get that finished, and we should see a good little run there for some
time.
Do
they have an ETA on when they're going to roll that out?
No, I haven't really seen one. I mean, I know Paul Ryan made it pretty clear that, you know, don't bring this to me again unless it is fine tuned, unless you cross the I or cross your T's and dot your I's type of thing. So I think they're pretty close. I mean, I think the Republican side is very close to getting everything taken care of. There may be a couple of tweaks in there they have to make, but I would say we hear it before we roll into the summer lows of the market. So
I kind of took Paul Ryan's opinion on that to say don't do anything reminiscent of that healthcare disaster you sent to me without anybody looking at it. So I thought that was kind of an ironic
and then pull
funny
it.
Why do that again, guys? So let's get it together on this one, because this actually could be something that is good for the country. So we will dive into all of this in much more detail again May 8th. The Closing Bell, myself and Matthew Harrison will be on from 2 to 3. It's going to be an amazing show. We'll have celebrity guests from all over the country, great market info, obviously what happened that day on the market, and then we'll talk about certain industries that affect the market. So it should be fantastic.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Be
We're looking forward to it. Again, Jason Mitchell is on vacation today or just out, didn't want to show up, I'm not sure, but he's going to miss a great program because we've got two fantastic ladies in the building, and they're actually joining us live, Melissa and Jessica, the co-founders of Botify. Hello, ladies.
Hi.
Hey.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for coming in. We really appreciate it. So we had a chance to kind of hook up with you guys in the green room and talk about some of the stuff that you're doing, and it's cool sculpting primarily. For our listeners and viewers, what is that?
So cool sculpting is a non-invasive fat reduction procedure. Basically, we go in, freeze that stubborn, unwanted fat on an area in somebody's body, and the fat cells will die and slowly flush out of the body.
So we've heard cool sculpting all over the place. It's definitely something that's popular. I was running this by my wife last night, and she's like, I want that. So it's like, without hesitation, people want to get this done because it's less invasive than lipo. Is that kind of the big thing?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you come into the office, you have a treatment. It can take anywhere from 35 minutes to an hour. You go straight home. You can go straight to the gym. There's really no downtime at all.
Oh, see, now that's perfect. So people in this instant gratification lifestyle, they can get back on with what they want. And yeah, we're going to talk about the man cave. I'm getting the signal from Marcus about that. We'll get into that in a little bit. Before we do that, though, girls, let's talk about your story. You're both sisters. You came from different industries and then came together to form this in 2015. Melissa, let's start with you. Give me your background, and then how did the idea come about?
Sure. I was a biochem major at Arizona State University and wanted to go to med school. I had moved to Southern California and kind of got sidetracked from medical school. I started a concierge business where we started doing some plastic surgery recovery type services for our clients. We'd take care of them after they had liposuction or facelift. We'd bring in personal chefs, dog walkers, lymphatic drainage massage, the whole thing. Just kind of fell out of love with that industry. And when I moved to Phoenix, our uncle actually is a physician and purchased one of the cool sculpting machines, and he brought me on board to get his medical spa going. And that's how it all started.
So you kind of fell in love with that aspect of the business. So then, Jessica, your story, and I kind of love parts of your story.
So my background is not medical at all. I went to school for sales and marketing. It's always just been something I loved. And I was working with a gentleman, and something that he said that I have taken to heart and loved was that niches lead to riches. So Melissa and I always wanted to do a business together, and we knew if we ever did anything, we would solely focus on a single technology. One day I was on the airplane, and he made an offhanded comment to me about how I could be more powerful from the front of the room. And I said, you know what? That pissed me off a little bit. So I called my sister and I said, I know you've been wanting to join forces for quite a while, and how about we try and buy the business from our uncle? And it's already established. It's doing well, and you do everything already, so we can just take it to the next level. We did try to purchase the business, and my uncle graciously declined, which was absolutely okay. And we said, what do you think about us going out on our own? He was absolutely wonderful, and he said, hey, guess what, there's enough fat in this area for all of us to freeze and for all of us to win.
That's funny.
In 3 short months we raised $400,000, found a medical director, opened a space, started marketing, bought the machines, and we were up and running in less than 4 months.
That is a great segue, because I know a big question that we have, Matt, certainly for you in the financial world and our listeners, and even for me in my business, is raising capital is difficult. I mean, I've been in a deal right now with a bank, won't mention the name, and I'm jumping through so many hoops for my next round of capital, and it's a nightmare. And 3 months to raise $400,000, that's fantastic. Why don't you take us through that process? Is it all private financing? And then how did you do that in 90 days? People are definitely going to want to hear that.
Yeah, I think that's, you know, the most important thing that we did is we actually ponied up some money and we got a business plan written. I think that was the most integral piece of what we did. I know there are a ton of people that just try and do it on their own and save a few bucks, but investing that $2,000 really got us a solid plan. The individual had worked with thousands and thousands of private investors, so he knew what they were looking for. So we were able to take that rock solid plan. Of course, he had really high expectations, and then he also set the bench really low, so that way our investors would be really clear on, hey, this could either fly and do amazingly well, or it might take them several years to get where they want to go. But it was incredible. We presented that opportunity to 6 people, and 4 of the 6 people took us up on it. No hesitation. They said, hey, if this is either going to work and we're going to know very quickly, or you're going to hit rock bottom really fast, but it's an opportunity that I want to be a part of.
That's incredible. I mean, 4 out of 6, that's huge odds.
That's good. Well, see, I think the key thing, and Jason, you know, I work with a lot of millennials and a lot of entrepreneurs, is the business plan. It's not taken serious enough. It really isn't. And especially when you're starting off and you don't have backing, you don't have whether you formed an LLC or a corporation or whatnot, you don't have creditworthiness or anything. So
right.
Focusing on that business plan. Good for you guys. That was awesome.
And that's great advice. If you guys are just joining us, it's Millennial Money Club. My name is Jason Stansel. For Jason Mitchell, who is unable to be here today, we have Matthew Harrison filling in. We've got Melissa and Jessica. They're the co-founders of Botify. They're going to walk us through everything they've been doing over the last 2 years. They've got amazing growth and a great business model. Don't go anywhere. We're going to pay some bills. We'll be right back after these messages.
Knowledge is power. Now back to the Millennial Money Club with your hosts, Jason Mitchell and Jason Scott.
Welcome back to the program. My name is Jason Stansel. With us as always, not Jason Mitchell. He is off today, but Matthew Harrison is filling in. We've got a couple of great women in the studio right now, Melissa and Jessica, co-founders of Botify. And ladies, how do people find you? Where are you guys located at? What's the website? What's the phone number? Give us all that.
They can go online to thebotify.com. You can also go find us on social media at Botify, as well as our phone number, 602-354-8040.
Perfect. Now, it's only been a couple of years, and the numbers that you're telling me are amazing. I mean, you guys have some great growth. Obviously, Cool Sculpting is a pretty popular thing right now, but what are you guys doing to market yourselves and kind of set yourselves apart?
You know, as I said, I came from an industry where we were teaching attorneys, which is a very non-sexy industry, how to market themselves and get people to come in. And I think my sister and I, just having entrepreneurial parents, had some really good foundations going in. We talked, you know, before the break about having the business plan, and a big portion of our business plan was to not run out of money in order to market. I think that's something that a lot of people do. They say, hey, we're going to start up, all this money's going to flow in, and we're going to be able to handle our overhead as well as market. And we just knew about $100,000 of that initial $400,000 that we raised had to go to marketing, regardless if a cent came in, so that way we could kind of build that momentum. So the biggest things that we kind of had as pillars that set us apart from any other business, particularly Cool Sculpting provider, was that we were only going to do Cool Sculpting. Again, niches lead to riches. When people are permanently removing fat from their body, they want to go to an expert. They want to go to a specialist. They don't want to go somewhere that does 50 different things.
Right.
Secondarily, fat doesn't discriminate. Men also have fat, and many offices treat men, but they don't highlight it. They don't market it. They don't use it as a PR platform to kind of sing their praises. So we built a space that was very guy-centric so that men could sit back, relax, and freeze their fat just as easily as women and not feel uncomfortable about it. In addition, we also decided to guarantee a result. I think that you have to have something that you stand on and that you can shout out from the mountaintop. Many people told us we were absolutely absurd for doing this, and my sister and I said, you know what? If someone gives us thousands of dollars and their body doesn't change, as human beings, we don't feel comfortable doing that. So we've done over 10,600 treatments, and there is a very, very, very small percentage of people who have not responded. So we absolutely love our business model and the things that we stand on, and it's allowed us to become number 4 in the nation and number 5 globally in 2 short years.
I just heard everything you just said, but I can't get this man cave out of my head. What exactly, from the male perspective, right? Because we're talking about burning fat and stuff like that, and obviously that's not something that a guy, I guess, a guy would ultimately just, you know, walk in the door saying, hey, I'm kind of curious about this, you know, without being referred or something. So how do you guys cater to men, predominantly being maybe a woman's type of business?
Well, like Jess said before, fat does not discriminate, and guys have fat, and despite what everybody
That's
thinks,
for sure.
The dad bod is not in. So we have the man cave. It's basically a room just for the guys. It's, you know, low lighting. It's got 3 huge big screen, flat screen TVs on the wall that are always on the sports channels. They've got a big, you know, leather recliner that they can lounge on. You know, it's serve pizza and drinks if they want. Well, maybe pizza. Not. Maybe not pizza, but
hey, I love that.
Repeat clients.
So I went on your guys' website.
Yeah.
And what was your guys' website again?
TheBotify.com.
So you can see the man cave on the website. Yes. We were looking at it.
The pictures I was looking at, and it looked, we'll say, very inviting.
Yeah, it did.
So, I mean, if you could burn fat in that kind of environment, I would just show up to watch football there regardless, but on top of that, you can burn fat too.
Well, my question is, it's all on sports channels. If I want to come in and watch Mexican soap operas, can I do that?
Absolutely. We did have a client watching Golden Girls. Not going to lie, we were a little concerned about why Golden Girls was playing over and over and over for 6 hours, but we were happy.
They're on the logo channel.
It's a classic.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think something that a lot of people don't talk about, when you talk about, you know, shame and lack of confidence and being frustrated with a body, it typically is something you feel women talk about. But the truth is, a lot of men struggle with it as well. I mean, there is a stigma about what type of body you have to have for a woman to be attracted to you, and maybe it's not so in your face that as it is for a woman, but I can't tell you how shocked I was at the number of men that come in and they just don't feel confident and secure, and it impacts your entire day. It impacts who you are as a husband, as a father, as a friend, as a worker. And so we truly believe if we can shift how people feel in their own bodies through the world's number one non-invasive fat reduction procedure, that we can benefit humanity. So it's an exciting thing to be part of.
It makes a lot of sense, because especially in our marketplace where you guys are in Acadia, and then even up here where the studio is in North Scottsdale, there's a lot of metrosexual men in this community.
I would agree.
Yeah. One of our sales guys, Marcus, he is definitely in that category. And I know he's really excited about this cool sculpting thing. So the man cave is a great idea. And I've never heard, and there's a lot of people doing this, and you've got med spas, as you mentioned, that add cool sculpting in this menu or repertoire of services. So they kind of jack of all trades, but never heard of anybody catering to men.
Yeah, I think, you know, when I started doing cool sculpting 6 years ago, there were 3 physicians in all of Arizona doing it, and now there's 80 plus physicians doing it. And so we really needed to do something to set ourselves apart to drive the customer to us, and having that man cave has been awesome. We've had a lot of PR from it.
See, I want to go back to something you said earlier, too. Out of your $400,000 capital raise, you knew you had to spend at least $100,000 on marketing, regardless if a cent came in or not. As a numbers guy, Matthew, 25% of the entire capital raise to marketing immediately, and it wasn't really a thought. Like, we've got to do this. It is what it is.
Yeah, you know, just with my background in sales and marketing, we just saw attorney offices over and over again fail, or new startups, or even from Shark Tank watching that, right? You know,
right.
You get this idea and you think it's great and you're going to open your doors and people are just going to fly in, but that's not how it works. And even to this day, when we talk about offices that are thinking about bringing cool sculpting in, it's just like, hey, if people can't find you, if they don't know that you're offering it, then you're just not going to bring that revenue in. So we really wanted to hit the ground running, let people know who we were, why we were different. And I think from the moment that you go to thebotify.com and you request any information or opt in for before and afters or call us, that you absolutely know that it's going to be a different type of experience. And by far and away, I think that's the one thing we've done exceptionally well. My sister has a background, you know, with concierge services and the Four Seasons. And when you step into Botify, when you have that first text, when you have that first phone call, you know that you're part of family. And I know people can say that a lot, and that's what differentiates their company. But we write handwritten letters. We get thousands of, you know, emails back that just say, I cannot believe how different your organization is from every other one I step foot into. And it's just really rewarding for us and allows our clients to be part of our family and love what we do.
You know what I like, especially hearing about your guys' backgrounds, is you have a good team. So you guys' strengths are in different areas. So obviously one strength is based off the industry itself, but then you have another strength, which may not have been from ASU, but that's okay. That comes from...
Hey, Steve Nash, Santa Clara.
Yeah, there you go. Kind of, right? There. Yeah, Phoenix Suns. But your side comes from the marketing. And I think that's crucial, is you guys set a realistic goal with the money that you acquired for advertising. And with that being said, even a few years ago, marketing is not cheap.
No.
Especially when you're talking about what we talked about behind the scene, the search engine optimization, the ads, so on and so forth. Some of these keywords are getting extremely expensive to use within an SEO platform. So I think what was great is you guys set that money aside, and you didn't do like a month-to-month thing, like, okay, revenue's not coming in, so let's shrink the advertising and go this route. That was set aside. It was part of the business plan, and you guys went after quality advertising, not just throwing something down, saying, okay, I hope this sticks, like throwing darts at a dartboard type of thing. So I think that's huge. What kind of process did you guys go through to really see or find out what type of advertising was working for you?
So in my business coaching background, I think one of the things that companies really fail to do is they spend money and they spend it, but they have no idea if it's actually giving them a return. So again, based on our, you know, parents' background as entrepreneurs, we knew if we're going to spend a cent, we need to follow that cent the entire way through and find out if it's working for us. Locally, we use a company called Infusionsoft. I'll always give a plug to them. I think they are a phenomenal company. I would never, ever, ever, ever set up a business without using them. And it allows us to track the dollars that we're spending. So every single person that comes in multiple times, they are asked how they heard about us. We confirm that when they come in, because if I'm spending $10,000-$15,000 a month on radio, I absolutely need to know if that's giving me a return on my investment. And I think it's counterintuitive, as you had just mentioned, a lot of people, when revenue doesn't come in, they shrink their marketing budget, when in fact that's the exact opposite thing that you need to do.
Exactly.
Right? And it's scary and it's a leap of faith, but that's why you have to have a plan and say, regardless of what happens, I might shift those marketing dollars, but I'm still going to spend them, because otherwise the phone's not going to ring.
I love that. And a good tag for Infusionsoft, because Jason Mitchell, our co-host on the show, he used them to build his latest CRM, Shebang, that he just launched, and can't say enough great things about him. So obviously we are dealing with two very smart ladies who have figured this out. When we get back, we're going to talk to Jessica and Melissa a little bit more about what specifically they're doing that works in the marketing world, so we can share that stuff with you. Obviously, we are talking about Botify and Cool Sculpting. We'll have them with us all next segment. We're going to pay a couple bills, and then we'll be right back.
Knowledge is power. Now back to the Millennial Money Club with your hosts, Jason Mitchell and Jason Scott.
Welcome back to the program. You're tuned in to Millennial Money Club right here on Money Radio 1510 AM. And now you can always find us on 105.3 FM. Remember to check out our sister station, The Fanatic, on 99.3 FM. Download the Money Radio app so you can stream this show and all the other great shows that we have live. And make sure to follow us on Facebook at Millennial Money Club, at Millennial MC on Twitter. And you can always stream us at MoneyRadio1510.com. We're talking to Melissa Mickelson and Jessica Johnson, the co-founders of Botify, right here in Phoenix. You guys are located where again? Website and phone number.
We're in Arcadia. We're on 44th Street in Thomas. Our website is thebotify.com, and you can reach us via phone at 602-354-8040.
And before the break, Matthew, we were really getting into the marketing. One of the things that we certainly respect is on that capital raise, 25% of it went to marketing. They stayed the course, and they're seeing the results of that. So I think the big question is, what have you found in your marketing that's really working? If there's a couple of areas you can share with our listeners that they might want to explore in their own business.
Well, I think in the beginning we decided that we were going to try a little bit of everything and we were going to track it. And so, you know, we did PR, we did social media, we did digital ads, we did newspaper, we did radio, we did TV, and then just started honing in on what was actually bringing the money in. And so we focused on that. I think Cool Sculpting, the parent company, has done a great job of doing a direct-to-consumer marketing campaign. They're driving people to the internet, and so Botify needs to be found. So we spent a lot of money on SEO, you know, the back end, just making sure that we're in the top, you know, one, two, or three positions when people are searching Cool Sculpting. We also pay, you know, for PPC so that we're up there. But I would definitely say SEO and radio have been our two biggest hits.
What with the SEO, and I know that's a huge thing, and there's actually a lot of companies that's popped up that does that optimization for you. What would you say if you could put out of your guys' advertising monies, you know, what percentile, once you found out about the success of the SEO, you know, what do you put into that based off of, we'll say, a monthly basis?
I'd say we're probably putting, of our marketing dollars, probably 10% a month towards SEO.
Okay, that's good. And I think that's the key thing is, I like how you guys put a dollar, like in the beginning when we talked about how much you guys raised to start this, and we put a dollar amount on the advertising. I think one of the biggest takeaways, especially from this chat that we're having, is the dollar amount and the size of the dollar amount on the advertising side. And just like you're saying, Jason, a quarter of what they got to make a business successful went into advertising. So I absolutely think that that's something that all the entrepreneurs that we have on this radio show should look at and say, okay, am I doing enough? Not saying that has to be necessarily a guideline, but something to look at saying, maybe there's something else I need to be doing on the advertising side to really start driving business. And the SEO, I would say with all listeners, look into, because that's huge right now.
Yeah, it's absolutely important. One of the things that I think you guys definitely have going for you, and my business partner is actually my best friend, which is usually a terrible thing to do. You guys are sisters, so working with family, another terrible thing to do, kind of taboo, right?
Yeah.
So I think it's really unique, but you've mentioned this a couple of times. You each have such a unique skill set, and you know what you're good at. Have you ever had any situations where you kind of cross over and, you know, say, listen, sister, I don't tell you how to do my job. Don't tell me how to do yours type thing. I mean, does this happen? Because I'm dealing with that right now.
It definitely does not happen often, which is wonderful. I mean, Melissa, I'm 34. She's 36. And before we started Botify, I could say Melissa and I have gotten in about 3 fights in our entire life. And since Botify, we've probably had about 10. So it's definitely, we compress this space. But when people ask me who my favorite person is and who I'm in awe of, it's my sister. I mean, she has such an attention to detail for just that client experience and making sure that everything goes out, communicates our message, communicates who we are, and is authentic and congruent with everything that we've done. And those are things I don't even want to touch. I mean, the running joke is I'm always like, why can't we just go, you know, rent a shed for $99 a month and do cool sculpting? We'd make a hell of a lot more money.
Right?
But she understands the idea of creating an experience that enriches people and makes them feel comfortable and secure and safe and luxurious. And without her, Botify would fail. And without me, Botify would fail. And I think that's really why we've been so successful, is we play in our own little sandbox.
Mm-hmm.
We have meetings of minds every once in a while, but typically it's like she has her domain, I have mine, and it just is a beautiful relationship, and it works wonderfully.
There you go. Sharing is caring.
And you guys respect each other's space, so that's wonderful. I like the whole 3 fights, though, and the existence of sisterhood. Start working together in 2 years, 10 fights.
Yeah.
So the number went up exponentially.
Yeah.
So
that's not a good return.
My best friend Tim and I can probably attest to that. I think yesterday I wanted to throw him out the window, and we're on the 31st floor. Or the U.S. Bank building downtown.
Don't
so, yeah, we'd be screwed because
that'd be the experience.
He's the only one that knows how to do anything on the computer technology. So we'd be in deep trouble.
What is, and I know we talked a lot about the advertising and stuff like that, but take me through. I walked through the front door. What is the experience that you guys are giving your clients that gives you an edge over your competitors? So,
I
go
think,
with that.
As I said, we call Haley, who is our front office girl, our director of all things important, and our director of first impressions. And I think something that Melissa and I really had to do before we structured the experience at Botify was put ourselves in the shoes of the people that were going to be coming in. These are people who don't like to get undressed in front of their spouse, or for their entire life they have felt, you know, lack of confidence,
yeah,
or self-conscious about a certain area. And we are literally asking them to come in, undress in front of someone they've never met before, and bear the parts on the body that cause them the most stress and discomfort and angst every single day. And so it's about building that rapport and having that relationship. So I would say our biggest goal is before they even come through that door that they already like us. The moment that they opt into one of our Infusionsoft forms, they're getting a text from me that is getting to know them, asking them personal questions. So that way when they come in, they already feel welcome. They already know what type of environment and what type of person that they're going to be interacting with, and really no judgment and no pressure. I think that was one of the big takeaways that we didn't really appreciate early on, but we kept getting reviews that said, I can't believe I was able to walk into a space, show these people things I hate on my own body, and not feel judged and not feel insecure. And so that's something that we've really, you know, set out to make our clients feel.
So the personal connection is huge, because I'm, again, not very familiar with the industry, but that sounds like something that's a little above and beyond. The personal text about, tell me a little something about you, and making that connection with each and every client. That's because a lot of these joints, I mean, I've done the Botox thing and all that stuff. It's just
the mill.
You get a random person that has no idea who you are, and hopefully they can fit you in, and, you know, there's nothing personal except what's your credit card number.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think, you know, part of the difference is we're the business owners and we're also the ones that are interacting with those humans on a daily basis. There's a lot of medical spas. There's a lot of industries that you're out there, and the people that you're dealing with on a day-to-day basis, the owner considers them simply an employee or someone who's punching a clock. And so they don't have that camaraderie and that relationship and that culture within the business. So that person actually feels like they need to treat that caller very, very well. My sister and I were able to go to Cabo 2 weeks ago. And when we got back, our employee had done a phenomenal job. She sold a good amount of money. And she literally looked at us and she said, "All I wanted to do was for you to come back and to see how much I was able to do for you."
That's
and what type of employee can say that? But it's because we treat her well and she's part of our family and she would do anything for us. So it doesn't matter if it's, you know, the CEO or the person who's cleaning the trash. We think that they're all an integral part of our company and our success.
That's the same for, I mean, our company couldn't run without Emily, our office manager. It'd be the same thing. And you have to take care, especially if you're key employees. Oh, you should take care of all of them, don't get me wrong. But if you're a larger company, obviously, that may be more difficult. But those key employees, you don't really realize how much they run the business. But I got a question. So how does the process work? I mean, it's not like a dunk tank or anything, right? Like, how does this process work? What are you wearing, like a vest or a Superman outfit? I mean, I don't know.
Well, if you want, yeah.
We are all waiting for the bodysuit to come out. It'll make it a lot easier. But right now we have, you know, a machine. Actually, we have four machines, and each of those have an applicator that we attach to the body. So we have about seven different applicators right now. We can put one machine up to four machines on you at a time. That way we can shorten the duration that you're in there if you're doing a bunch of spots. But it has some suction and the applicator just pulls the tissue into the applicator head, and that's where the cooling panels are. And it just chills the fat for 35 minutes, 45 minutes, or 75 minutes. And when you're done, we give it a quick massage, and then they're on their way.
I need to do that. I got this spot that my daughter likes to grab right underneath my chin.
Mm-hmm. I was going to mention that to you, but see? I thought we should take that off air.
Yeah.
About making us feel comfortable, because now I'm self-conscious.
Yeah, so now I'm just going to hide my chin, my double chin.
I can tell you, we've never met these girls before, and they are great. Just from the 5 minutes we got in the green room to the conversation now, I can absolutely attest to the fact that I'm sure if I come into Botify, you will give me a top-notch experience.
Thank you.
Fortunately, I'm trying to gain weight, so I won't be a client of yours anytime soon. But like I mentioned earlier in the program, my wife is definitely interested in this. One of my questions, and we're going to go to break in about 30 seconds, is body types. See, I was under the impression that it's not an obese person, right, that goes in for cool sculpting. It's just somebody that may have a problem area that they can't get rid of through diet and exercise. Is that true, or can this treat all kinds of body types?
Yeah, and it's probably longer than a 30-second answer, so I'll do a little cliffhanger.
Right.
But yes, there's absolutely people who are good candidates and who are not good candidates for cool sculpting. And one of the things that attracted Melissa and I most to this business is that we got to treat people who were like us, who were doing the right things, both in terms of nutrition and exercise, but yet they still had those diet and exercise-resistant pockets that just kind of plagued them.
Perfect. I love that answer. So we're going to get into, after the break, we're going to keep them with us in segment four. Usually we kick the guests out, but we certainly like these girls, so we're going to keep them in, Matt. And we're going to talk about how people find out if their body type is right for cool sculpting, more specifically for Botify in general. We are coming right back with Millennial Money Club. My name is Jason Stansel. For Jason Mitchell, in is Matthew Harrison on the entire show. We're going to pay some bills one more time, and then we'll be back with the girls after the break.
Back to the Millennial Money Club with your hosts, Jason Mitchell and Jason Scott.
Welcome back to the program. My name is Jason Stansel. Jason Mitchell is on vacation, but Matthew Harrison is filling in nicely. Speaking about filling in or taking things off, we're dealing with Melissa Mickelson and Jessica Johnson, the co-founders of Botify. And before the break, we kind of teased a little bit about what body types might be a good candidate for this. So with your program at Botify, where do people need to go? How do they find out if they are a good candidate for this? And do they need to contact you and have a conversation, consultations, run us through the process? So if I want to come in, what's my first step?
I mean, either going to our website and filling out the Am I a Candidate form will help you kind of determine if you're a good candidate for Cool Sculpting, but we always recommend coming in for a complimentary consultation. You need to be assessed by one of our Cool Sculpting experts. You know, we can tell you if you are a candidate, if you're not a candidate. Another nice thing is we guarantee a result at Botify that the Cool Sculpting is going to work on you. And so I will never tell you that you are a good candidate for an area or areas that we can't treat or won't get a good result on, because we're on the hook for it. So it's a really nice thing to know that you're going to spend your money and you're going to see the difference.
The guarantee, I mean, we talked about in segment two, a lot of the things, Matt, that set these girls apart, the man cave, the personal touch, the marketing money, really great stuff. But talk to me about kind of how you, your personal touch is great, but when somebody wants to come in and let's say they're really self-conscious, or they're really, it's hard enough for them to even get through the door, is that where the personal connection really to make them feel comfortable? Because I think if I was to walk in on this, I don't know if I could do that.
Yeah, I think that is absolutely key. Melissa doesn't have, you know, as vast as experience as I do with weight struggles. I think one of the reasons that I'm able to connect with people really well is that in high school and college, I was bulimic. And so for me, was really easy to hone in and understand how people can be so, you know, have such self-neglect and so self-abusive because they struggle with their weight. And so for me, it's fascinating. Melissa and I always laugh. She's like, you always get the people who open up and tell you. And I think it's just different because I can read those signs and I have an appreciation for that because I've been there and I've gone through it and I know what it's like to look in the mirror and whether it's relevant or legitimate or not, to actually hate what you see in the reflection. And of course, it's more than just what's on the surface and you have some internal work to do. But good, bad, right, or wrong, how you feel in your skin dictates how you treat people and how you treat yourself and the type of person you are. And that's why we believe the non-invasive fat reduction truly can shift an entire person's life.
I think that in itself will tell you right now why you need to see these girls at Botify. That was an amazingly honest answer, and I really feel like I could connect with you after hearing that because I know so many people. Like when I was in high school, I had a really good friend who was bulimic and could not tell her anything different, and it was terrible. And Cool Sculpting, when I was in high school, wasn't around. So not having that invasive procedure that is lipo and having somebody that can really empathize with your situation, it definitely sets you guys apart.
Yeah, it absolutely does. And you had asked, you know, about the candidates. And as Melissa said, if you go to thebotify.com, there's an Am I a Candidate quiz. And of course, we're happy to tell you in person as well. So, you know, if you take the quiz and you're not sure, we'd welcome you in for that complimentary consult. But, you know, the biggest questions to answer are, you know, am I a relatively active male or female? Do I eat relatively well? Of course, we all have our days where we slip up and we could eat a little bit better, or be a little bit more active. But if you are an active male or female and you're anywhere from about 5 to 40 pounds within your goal weight and you're just struggling with some additional pockets of fat, whether it's because of aging, genetic factors, you know, after post, you know, body after a baby, any of those things are really good indications that Cool Sculpting could be a perfect fit for you. It's not going to be 100% you know, transformational, but it's those slight changes that really make people feel better in their own skin. And with multiple rounds, other people can absolutely notice your body shifts as well.
So there's something I'm curious about.
I love that.
And we were talking a little bit about this off air, is what are the top spots? And there was one that was pretty unique that I didn't even know what it, people do, but, and that's obviously, I'm not laughing at them. It's just a very weird spot, but going to like some of the most popular spots, so maybe some of the listeners can resonate saying like, oh, okay, yeah, maybe I can use that.
Yeah, Marcus is out there paying close attention right now.
Marcus needs his kneecaps done.
Yeah, with banana roll he's got.
Definitely the love handles and the abdomen are number one and two spots that we do. You can affectionately call it the muffin top.
Muffin top.
Yes, yeah, mm-hmm. We've got lots of good terms.
It's a popular name.
I like that.
The banana roll that's under the buttocks, that's a new term that we learned that we didn't even know people had fat there before we started.
That's going to be a new prerequisite for me when I date now. I've got to find a girl with a banana roll and a muffin top so I can feel like I'm in a bakery and a breakfast bar. That's going to be awesome for
me. I hope your wife is listening.
Trust me, those terms are a lot easier to understand than some of what they're saying before. So the scientific words were a little difficult to understand. But so you got, I mean, you got your normal, so you got your abs, you got your love handles, below the buttocks, back of the ham right there. What else?
Inner thighs, outer thighs. We can also do male pecs or moobs, obviously.
Moobs.
Not something you want. We had a gentleman come in the other day and he said, it was my birthday and my friends were messing around with me, but they gave me a training bra. So he's like, that was an indication that I should probably freeze these things off.
Marcus, when's your birthday?
Yeah. So
and chin. I know that you had mentioned your chin before.
Chin, yeah.
Oh, way to call him out. Way to call him out.
Yeah, I know, right?
Jesus. With the whole advent of social media, you can't hide a chin. You can hide an abdomen. You can hide a love handle. You can hide inner and outer thighs. But for a lot of people, you're face forward.
That's true.
Whether you love it or not, when people see you, it's kind of the first impression you make. And so a lot of people want to treat that submental or under the chin fat just so that they can take those selfies or feel a little bit more confident.
And it's hard to talk with the tongue on the roof of your mouth, too, to try to defeat gravity there. Yeah. But so one of the things I don't think we really talked about yet, and excuse me if we did, but so obviously summer's coming up, so this is probably a pretty popular time,
right?
Especially for a free consultation. What is the time frame? Because I know I went on your guys' website and I just kept seeing 16 weeks. So what essentially, I come in and I get work done on my chin. We'll stay on that topic. What am I looking at to see a significant difference?
So you'll see about a 20 to 25% reduction in the fat layer with just one treatment. It can take anywhere from 2 to 4 months, though, for the fat cells to flush out. So you definitely want to get a head start on the summer if you have a vacation or a wedding or something important that you're wanting to get ready for. The fat cells will die over the next 2 to 3 days after the treatment, but your body just has to go to work by breaking everything down and flushing it out. So up to 4 months.
And similar with the marketing, which I didn't really say, but I always tell people you have to be patient. You're going to win the race. So I always tell prospective clients, hey, you're not going to be the hare. You're going to be the tortoise. You're going to be slow and steady. Right. But at the end of that 4 months, we definitely anticipate that 20 to 25% reduction. But it's great because it's natural looking. The skin has the ability to retract. And it also keeps people accountable for, 4 months. They're not going out and eating like crap because they've invested time and money. They want to see the change. And I can't tell you the number of people who've come back and be like, for the first time in my life, I've been really able to ramp up, appropriate eating and exercise because I want to see this change, and it gives them a lot of confidence in a lot of arenas.
Another great thing that sets you guys apart is that guarantee. When you're in a body type situation, mm-hmm. a med spa, anything, to guarantee body results is a pretty bold move. And your numbers, you mentioned, what did you say, 10,000, 36 that you've had to retreat?
Yeah, so we've done about 10,600 treatments.
That's insane.
Yeah, it's awesome.
That's a lot.
And we've retreated 38 people. And as I said initially, my sister and I don't feel like we would have a lot of integrity if we took money from people and it didn't change. So we're with our clients on that journey. Of course, they have to do their part and continue to eat well and exercise.
Right.
But if we're not seeing that 20 to 25% reduction, we're going to do everything, in our power to make it right.
And everybody's different, right? So bodies will heal at their own pace or self-correct? What do you call the process when you're going through that 16-week dispose of the fat? What's the term?
Yeah, those fat cells are just, flushing out of the body through urine and waste. It's a slow process, as we've said. It's equivalent to about a French fry a day. So if you're concerned about coming in and running to the bathroom right after, not going to happen.
French fry
a slow
day.
Process.
How about alcohol, beer? For those of us that like to drink a lot of beer, what does that do to our process?
You definitely want to stay healthy. I mean, as long as you're maintaining your weight, you're going to see the difference.
So switch to wine or vodka is what you're saying.
Yes.
Okay.
Clear Good. Liquids. So with the guarantee, now obviously this is, I'm sure for a lot of your clients, this is an emotional process. But with that being said, is when you're dealing with emotions and how somebody that doesn't perceive themselves as beautiful or good look or whatever it may be, how are you guys guaranteeing that when the results are there? But maybe they're thinking, no, I didn't get what I paid for. Is there a measurement you guys do? Is there a before and after? Like, how do you fight me saying I want my money back because of my
Good
emotional
question.
Anxiety or whatever? I
maybe
still think
a mental block, and you can't deal with that. Oh, he's going to cut us off on that question. You can answer the question quickly. Go ahead.
So I think it's about setting proper expectations, showing them before and afters, watching their face when they see our before and afters. If they look at a before and after that's representative 20 to 25% reduction and they're not thrilled, that's a good indication to me that they probably should not move forward with CoolSculpting.
Again, good concierge service there.
I love it. These girls have got their act together. You guys need to go check them out. Botify, give us the website one more time.
TheBotify.com.
A special thank you, Melissa and Jessica. We'd love to have you guys back on, the co-founders and sisters of Botify. They will make you beautiful, and they will guarantee it. For Jason Mitchell, Matthew Harrison, my name is Jason Stansel. Thanks for tuning in to Millennial Money Club. We'll be back next Friday at 1:06. You guys make it a great weekend. We'll see you then.
The views and opinions expressed herein may or may not represent the views of Capital Analyst or Lincoln Investment. Advisory services offered through Capital Analyst or Lincoln Investment. Registered investment advisors. Securities offered through Lincoln Investment broker dealer. Member FINRA SIPC. Golden West, a financial corporation, and the above firms are independent, not affiliated. Oh, yeah, brother.
This is the Money Radio Network.